With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. During a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Trump said Iran cannot be allowed to have a nuclear weapon.
We're having direct talks with Iran, and they've started. It'll go on Saturday. We have a very big meeting, and we'll see what can happen. And I think everybody agrees that doing a deal would be preferable to doing the obvious. And the obvious is not something that I want to be involved with, or frankly, that Israel wants to be involved with if they can avoid it. So we're going to see if we can avoid it.
Also at SRNnews.com, New York stock trader Peter Tushman with Quattro Securities says the markets are responding with volatility to any bit of tariff news, but it was no Black Monday.
It seems that the runway is clear that if we were to pull back on the aggressive negative narrative, that people would be willing to start buying stocks again. That's what we saw when we went early this morning from down 500 to up 500. So that gave us a little bit of clarity. I kind of think that's where we're at. From here, it's anybody's guess.
And while Wall Street speculates, the European Union comes to the bargaining table over the new White House tariffs, floating a zero-for-zero tariff plan on U.S. goods. The White House says at least 50 countries have already called, which was the president's goal. Nebraska is asking the federal government to ban people who receive SNAP from buying soda and energy drinks with their benefit card. A Celebration of Life event is scheduled for Bob Uecker on August 24th. He passed away at the age of 90 in January after broadcasting for the Milwaukee Brewers for more than 50 years. The event will happen during the team's game against the San Francisco Giants. This is SRN News. A British pro-lifer is convicted.
64-year-old Livia Tosicki Bolt stood silently outside an abortion clinic in Bournemouth holding a sign that read, "Here to talk if you want." But that was enough to get her arrested for violating England's new buffer zone law that bars any pro-life expression within 500 feet of a clinic. Bolt has now been convicted in order to pay £20,000 in court costs. Pro-life advocates say the buffer zones are a clear violation of free speech and religious expression. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has denied a motion to stop the National Endowment for the Arts from barring funds to artists whose projects promote gender ideology, saying the agency is no longer doing that. Four arts groups sued the NEA last month, seeking a preliminary injunction over what they said were violations of the First Amendment. The requirements were initially added to grant application forms. This is SRN News. Some Senate Republicans have a message for deficit hawks in the House. You'll have to answer to President Trump about why you won't support a full extension of his tax cuts. Bernie Bennett explains.
Senate Finance Committee member Tom Tillis, when asked about recent complaints by House Republicans about the Senate's tax plan, said, "At the end of the day, President Trump's going to have to be involved, particularly in the House. Any arm twisting by Trump on holdouts in the House would have to begin soon if GOP leaders want to unlock the first step in their party line border, energy, and tax bill this week. Deficit hawks in the House pose the greatest challenge to that timeline." Budget Committee Chair Jody Arrington complained that Senate Republicans' tax plan would be fiscally irresponsible and erase months of painstaking negotiations in the House. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he plans to tell the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to stop recommending fluoridation in communities nationwide. More details at SRNnews.com.